Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A new designation on Missouri driver's license could protect individuals who stutter when they interact with law enforcement or other first responders. I learned more about that from Christine Rose, a speech-language pathologist at St. Louis University, and Jamie Saunders-Anglin, an alumna of SLU's School of Social Work and a mother of a person who stutters.
In the spring of 24, I was trying to obtain a state ID for my daughter, and as a result, I asked the lady, could she put a notification on the driver on the ID to let, you know, police or EMTs or whoever know that she was a person who stutters. So she went through the list. She kept looking and looking and looking, and she said, we have everything on here except for stuttering or verbal diversity. I was like, well, when I get back for her, you know, when she starts to drive at 16, you will have one on there. And I came home, got on the computer, sent out a few emails, and got some responses back, and it went on from there.
What were your concerns?
Well, my concern was that they would think she was intoxicated. I've noticed when she speaks or is in the middle of a block, or she looks away and looks down. So I didn't want the police officer to think that she was being disrespectful in any way.
Christine, I'm curious from your perspective, is this a fairly common concern for individuals and families?
I had never really considered it. In the past, some of the stuttering organizations have created a card that people who stutter can present to people during a traffic stop or first responders. But that in itself can be kind of alarming when they're looking for their card and things like that. They're reaching down, looking through their wallet. They're already in a moment of like high alert. And so this was the first moment where Jamie thought, wait, we should stop that right from the very beginning, that the first responder would know automatically that this is a person who stutters and know how the interaction might go. And what I think is so powerful about it is it's not just for people who stutter. It's people who have all sorts of communication differences. So Jamie's a social worker, so she pulled in her social work lens and realized that, wait, this could really apply to people who've had a stroke, people who've had Parkinson's, people with a traumatic brain injury, people with a developmental speech delay, anybody who communicates differently or needs a little extra time while they're communicating could benefit from this. So it's been on the radar that this is an important piece, but it's innovative in that Jamie really kind of thought, wait, let's do it at the driver's license level where before that initial interaction, so the person doesn't have to search through their wallet for their card or something like that.
How does it show up on the license now?
The state worked really hard to fit in. It's a little red medical insignia. And then it says the word speech impair. I don't want to speak for Jamie, but we kind of bristle when we hear that word impair because stuttering is genetic in nature. It's really based on neurology and differences in neurology. So it's really a verbal diversity. And my profession as a speech pathologist is really thankfully changing the tide from trying to fix a person who stutters to trying to support their ease of communication. And so that word impair needs to be on there for like just practicality, but it's still when I write it in emails and things, I put in quotes like speech impair, but that's how it shows up.
Jamie, talk about the process of making this happen.
Well, actually, it was fairly simple, which I thought at first, I initially thought it had to be brought through the legislation in Jefferson City. That was my first thought. Then, as more and more people responded to my initial email, I found out that MSHA,
Misha,
Missouri, yes,
Speech Language
Speech
Hearing
Hearing,
Association.
there you go. I always get those acronyms messed up. Thank goodness I got Chris to help me. So when they got involved, they got their lobbyist involved. And so through the research, he found out, hey, we don't have to go through Jefferson City. This is not a bill. This is not anything. The driver's license, the Department of Revenue already has a list of disabilities. What we're going to do is add this to the list. So that took some time, but I'm proud to say that it happened 8 days after my daughter's 16th birthday. I can't wait for her to get her driver's license. So she will probably be the first in Missouri to obtain that little insignia on her ID.
That is Jamie Saunders Anglin, an alumna of SLU's School of Social Work and mother of a person who stutters, along with Christine Rose, a speech language pathologist at St. Louis University. And to add the notation, you have to submit a physician's statement verifying the diagnosis to the Missouri Department of Revenue. There is no additional fee for adding that to your driver's license.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.